This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, May 26, 2022. I'm Dorothy Hernandez from WDET News. Five Republican candidates seeking the Republican nomination for Michigan governor did not qualify for the August primary ballot. That includes former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who has led in most primary polls, and businessman Perry Johnson. The Board of State Canvassers deadlocked today on partisan lines. The two Democrats say that the candidates should not make the ballot, and two Republicans say they should. Candidates needed three votes to make the ballot. The vote follows a recommendation from the State Elections Bureau. On Monday, it found thousands of forged or fraudulent petition signatures submitted by candidates. The Republicans who remain on the ballot are Tudor Dixon, who recently was endorsed by Betsy DeVos, real estate agent Ryan Kelly, businessman Kevin Rinke, pastor Ralph Reban, and chiropractor Garrett Soldano. The Detroit News reports Craig's campaign says it's filing an immediate appeal in the courts to get on the August ballot. State senators have approved bills that would temporarily pause the collection of taxes on gas purchases this summer. The Detroit Free Press reports the pause on the 6% sales and use taxes and the 27-cent per gallon excise gas tax would run from June 15th to September 15th. The bipartisan measures now go to the House. The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas in Metro Detroit is $4.61. Funding for a program that placed Detroiters in hotels because they face eviction will end by June 30th. City officials say the hotel program was set up to prevent people facing special circumstances, such as illegal evictions, from becoming homeless. Joe McGuire is an attorney who works with the Detroit Eviction Defense. He says some Detroiters in the program have been told their hotel rooms will no longer be paid for after the end of the month. He says the residents need the city to find affordable housing or extend their stays in the hotels. Several advocates have called on the city council to reject a $7 million contract for the controversial ShotSpotter surveillance technology. They urged council members to vote against the contract for the program, saying it doesn't help reduce crime. They say the money could be better spent on addressing affordable housing issues in the city. ShotSpotter uses microphones and sensors to identify the sound of gunfire and give the police a location for the sound. The issue was referred to the Public Health and Safety Committee, which will take up the issue at the earliest on June 6. Detroit's economy has expanded in recent years, but growth in middle-wage jobs has stagnated. That's according to a new report by Detroit Future City. The organization says the labor market has polarized into low-wage jobs and jobs requiring at least a bachelor's degree. Since the 1970s, Detroit has steadily shed well-paying, unionized jobs with good benefits that help serve as a springboard to the middle class. The disappearance of middle-wage jobs has devastated Detroit's workforce, where just 15% of Detroiters 25 years and older have a bachelor's degree or higher. Thanks for joining us in the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at DetroitEveningReport@WDET.org. I'm Dorothy Hernandez, WDET News.